Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
And tell him he belongs to me. Tell him he's mine, all mine. Hey, come on, hey, hey. Clap your hands, everybody.
Yeah.
Can somebody say he's mine? You can't take him from me. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning where the word of the Lord comes alive. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come with humble hearts and stretch out arms this morning. Say, have your way in our lives today. Heal, deliver, and set us free today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just come to bless your name this morning. We just come to say thank you, Father, for keeping us as we slept and slumber on last night. We say thank you, Father, that we didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones still in the land of the living, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to welcome you in our services on today. Have your way in our service, Lord God. A fresh fire anointing in our service, Lord God. Destroy every yoke, every burden, every weight in the mighty name of Jesus. We come lifting up the world to you this morning, Father God. We thank you for peace in the world in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We lift up all the sick and the shut-in all over the land to you this morning, Father God. We thank you for healing and delivering and setting them free. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord. That no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name for Sister Marie, Father God. Continue to strengthen her family in the midst of the loss of their mother, Father God. Continue to put the right people in their path, Father God, in Wisconsin, Father God. Keep them all in your keeping care, Father God. Open up every door for that family that need to be open. Close doors that need to be closed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Father God. And we just say thank you, Father. We come to plead the blood over the air today because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. We plead the blood over the atmosphere today. Drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. For our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father God. Thank you that you're keeping them in your keeping care as they get ready to go back to school, Father God. Cover every school building right now with the blood. Bind up every spirit in those schools that's not of the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in every school from the college campus to the daycare, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We lift up the visionary of this line, Father God. Continuously pour back into him as he pour out to your people, Father. And we say thank you. Continue to keep your arms around the entire Matthew family, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We thank you for Rita and her family, Father God, as she works faithfully behind the scenes. Continues to heal and restore and repair her niece's body in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name. We thank you, Father God, for covering even the homeless, Lord God, in every city out through the nation, Father God, as homeless people. We ask you to open up doors for the homeless that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open for the homeless. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stopping by every hospital on today, Father. Going from room to room, floor to floor, healing, delivering, setting free. We thank you for going into rehabilitations today, the nursing homes today, Father God. From room to room, floor to floor, Father God. And we say thank you. Stop by the penitentiaries on today, Father God. Go from cell to cell in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the county jails on today, Father God. Go from cell to cell in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal and deliver and set them free in their mind, body, soul, and spirit as well, Father. Oh, we just come to bless your name. We lift up all our neighborhoods to you, Father. We ask you to have your way in our neighborhood with our neighbors in the mighty name of Jesus. that no weapon formed against our neighbor shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you, Father God, for the breath we breathe today. Eyes to see, ears to hear. Hallelujah. And a mouth to call on your name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We lift up the White House to you today, Father God. Harris and Biden to you, Father God, and their families, Father God. Do a new thing in their families, for their families, around their families, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continuously heal and deliver and set free in her family, Father God, that only you could do, Lord. Cover St. Louis with the blood. Keep it in your keeping care, Father God, that no harm or danger will come to no one in St. Louis, Father God, that your arms are around them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by Indianapolis, Indiana, Lord God. All rule and reign in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your compassion that you have for each and every one of us. Your love that you have for each and every one of us. Help us to love like you love. Help us to have compassion like you have compassion for others, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We bind up depression and oppression, Father God, and we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. You said what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We will continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength, our peace, our joy comes from you, Lord God. And we say thank you today. Traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters all over the land, Lord God, that they're blessed going out, they're blessed coming in, that they're the head and not the tail, they're above and not beneath, that they're more than conquerors, because of the great I am that I am. And we just say thank you. We love you, we need you, and we're nothing without you. Have your way today. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen. Thank God, and thank God.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, we thank you, oh Father God. We thank you in every area of our life, oh Father God, that you have allowed us, oh Father God, to experience, oh Father God. Oh, we look back and feel, oh Father God, that you never left us, nor did you forsake us, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you and thank you, oh, Father God, for the trials and the tribulations that you did allow in our lives, oh, Father God, because at this stage and time in my life, we thank you because we have gained wisdom and we have gained knowledge, oh, Father God. We have learned, oh, Father God, how to overcome obstacles, oh, Father God, and every evil work that the enemy has sent into our lives. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for those experiences and those trials and those tribulations and those circumstances that diverted us down a path, oh, Father God. But you never left us nor forsake us. Your love kept us. You gave us breath, oh, Father God. You gave us the functions of our limbs and the ability to understand and also to discern. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done up in our lives, oh, Father God, and all the things that you're going to do up in our lives, oh, Father God. You are awesome God, oh, Father God. You are full of love and full of grace and full of mercy. And we thank you for projecting that into our lives, oh, Father God, as we went, oh, Father God, through the things that we had to endure up in our lives, oh, Father God. And we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, because you're awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God, that has been set around us, oh, Father God. Us and also our family members, oh, Father God. Keeping us, oh, Father God, stayed in perfect peace, oh, Father God, because in your word, oh, Father God, you say that if our mind be stayed upon you, oh, Father God, you will keep us in perfect peace, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for that peace, oh, Father God, that you have allowed us to experience and have, oh, Father God, that time of joy, that time of peace, oh, Father God. You comfort us, oh, Father God. You strengthen us at those times, oh, Father God. And also, Father God, you have giving us the ability, oh Father God, to go out into the world, oh Father God, and be conduits, oh Father God, for your presence and glory, oh Father God, and understanding and love, oh Father God, that you have showed to us that we showed to others, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for those experiences, oh Father God, and to also know, oh Father God, that everybody that we come in contact with, everybody in this whole world on seven continents have some type of situation or issue, oh Father God, that we are personally dealing with or outwardly dealing with, oh Father God. But you have given us, again, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding on how to overcome that is in your word, oh Father God. There's not a incident or a situation or experience, oh Father God, that we may go through that we cannot find it in your word, oh Father God, because it's in your word, oh Father God, because you said in the beginning was the word, oh Father God. So we know, oh Father God, that all that is needed, oh Father God, even the words that is spoken to us, oh Father God, when we are silent, oh Father God, and being entertained, oh Father God, by you, oh Father God, and you alone, because you have taught us to know your voice and your voice alone, and the voice of the stranger, oh Father God, you have taught us not to follow, oh Father God, the things in the world, Father God, you have taught us to question it, oh Father God. The things that that is going on, oh Father God, you have opened our eyes to see, oh Father God, because you have taken the blinders off. And we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing, because you are pure spirit, oh Father God. And it permeates, oh Father God, our entire being, oh Father God, and then lightens the darkness, oh Father God, so that truth in all areas of our life may come forth, oh Father God. Some things that you are giving us right now is not to be said, oh Father God, at this present time, like in John, but you have given us the ability to know what we know personally, oh Father God, and to join with others, oh Father God, of like-mindedness, oh Father God, in prayer to tear down those strongholds, oh Father God, and the disability of mental cognitiveness, oh Father God, that may be going out throughout the land. Oh Father God, I thank you for the prayers, oh Father God, of your saints that's going out and reaching those, oh Father God, reaching our loved ones, oh Father God. Not throwing our hands up and saying that it was me, oh Father God, but done, oh Father God, in our closet, oh Father God, reaching out, oh Father God, to others in the spiritual realm in prayer, oh Father God, to show love, oh Father God, toward them like you have shown to us, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving us the ability, oh Father God, to hear, to see, and to speak, oh Father God, with wisdom and love, oh Father God. And we honor you, oh Father God, and thank you for all that you're doing, oh Father God, in the lives of your people, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for your awesome healing, oh Father God, that's going throughout the land, oh Father God, so that we may not, oh Father God, be taken, oh Father God, by what we may even see and hear, oh Father God, that produce itself up in the land, oh Father God. Oh Father God, and we thank you and we love you, oh Father God, that you have forgiven us, oh Father God, understanding, oh Father God, of a heightened, oh Father God, to not be, oh Father God, subject, oh Father God, to the things in this world, oh Father God, that they are portraying throughout the world, oh Father God. Because even in your word, Father God, you told us to be in the world but not of it, oh Father God. Even you said, oh Father God, that we are aliens, oh Father God. Even you have given us the ability to be ambassadors, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for shouting your people, oh Father God, with that ability, oh Father God, and that love, oh Father God, that emanates from you, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for strengthening us again, oh Father God, to walk this walk of faith. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for Psalms 23, oh Father God, establishing itself, oh Father God, within our life, oh Father God, because every time we the docile of our homes, oh Father God, and go out into the world, oh Father God, you are keeping us and protecting us, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for your word, oh Father God, rising up, oh Father God, within us, oh Father God, taking its proper place, oh Father God, within our lives, oh Father God. Oh, for the glory, because your son, Yahshua HaMashiach, has showed us the way, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He has overcame it, and he said, it is finished, and it is done. So I thank you, O Father God, for opening up our eyes, O Father God, to see, O Father God, that part of our Lord and Savior, O Father God, and what he has done for us truly, O Father God, in the spiritual realm, O Father God. O Father God, we lack nothing, O Father God. O Father God, but we are overcomers, O Father God. You have given us the ability to know how to manage a little, O Father God, and turn it into much. We thank you, O Father God, for preparing us, O Father God, for the outflow, O Father God. But we thank you for preparing our mindset first, O Father God, to know how to handle, O Father God, and to maneuver, O Father God, with those things that you have given us, O Father God, in this dispensation season and time, and to handle. O Father God, because we are your workmen, O Father God, for a good work here, O Father God, in this season of time that we are living in, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for your great love. We thank you for your healing virtue going throughout the land. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for the frequency and the vibrations, O Father God, of your pureness, O Father God, going throughout the land, destroying, O Father God, all those things that is in us that is not of you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing in this season and time. We thank you for preparing the hearts of your people, O Father God, because the word that they are preparing themselves to go hear, even preparing themselves to hear the word that is coming across this line, O Father God, that you will prepare our hearts, O Father God, that at your word, O Father God, will fall upon good ground, O Father God, and the enemy, O Father God, will not be able to come and snatch that, O Father God, that you have, that we have received, O Father God, from your word, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that we are not subject anymore, O Father God, from the tactics of the world, O Father God, through technology or even through the manipulations of words, O Father God, and their marketing techniques, O Father God, knowing, O Father God, how the mind works, O Father God. But you, O Father God, have given us the ability to see beyond sin, to know, to beyond knowing, O Father God, and to overcome those things, O Father God, through technology and through the demonic spiritual understanding of things, O Father God. O Father God, that we are overcomers in that area, O Father God, and we apply 91st Psalms, O Father God, to all those things that the enemy is trying to do up in our lives. O Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But if anything, it's going to teach us and enlighten us and give us understanding. Because those hidden things, O Father God, just like you said up in your word, O Father God, all hidden things, O Father God, will come to the surface and will come to light, O Father God. Oh, and we thank you, O Father God, for all that you are doing up in the people's lives. We thank you, O Father God, for keeping us in all our ways, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, again, O Father God, for your healing virtue, O Father God, going throughout the land. Let us not be subject to anything through technology or through the atmosphere, through the stratosphere, the hemispheres, through the grid that is around the earth, through technology. Father God, we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Father God. Up in our lives, O Father God, and we will stand strong, O Father God, and not falter, O Father God. Father God, let our thoughts, O Father God, that is in the pureness of your love, O Father God, permeate the atmosphere, O Father God. Even the words that we speak, O Father God, that is according to your word, that they will not return void, O Father God, but they will carry out that, what it was sent out to do, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for your awesomeness, O Father God, that you're doing in the season of our lives, O Father God, individually, even corporately, even the churches, O Father God, that is around the land, all seven continents, O Father God, that is permeated and saturated with your word, that is dispensing it out to others, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for your hedge of protection being around him, O Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God. And we love you, O Father God. We honor you, O Father God. We carry you and all things that we do, because you say you will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed upon you. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for healing our lymphatic system, O Father God. small, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for going internally within us, oh, Father God, healing us, oh, Father God, in those hidden areas of our lives, oh, Father God. So when we are pushed to do something, oh, Father God, physically, oh, Father God, that we may have not done before, that we would have the strength, the supernatural strength, oh, Father God, to accomplish and do those things, oh, Father God, that is called for us to do, oh, Father God, at certain times of our lives, oh, Father God. Again, oh, Father God, the weapons through the medical field, oh, Father God, the weapons through the things in the atmosphere, oh, Father God, we apply again, 91st Psalm, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall disorientate us. No weapon formed against us, oh, Father God, will put us in a drunken stupor, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for touching those areas of our lives, oh, Father God. So we honor you, oh, Father God. We magnify you because we know we are surrounded by pure spirit because, God, you are a living spirit, oh, Father God. And our thoughts is always stayed upon you, oh, Father God, because we know that we are constantly surrounded by you, oh, Father God, because everything that we can behold or see was created by you. So you are in all, oh, Father God. You just some have taken your glory and your power and used it for facetious means, oh, Father God. But, hey, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have given us eyes to see, and you have given us mostly love, oh, Father God, because everybody in this whole world, oh, Father God, is going through something, oh, Father God, that you have allowed in their lives so their eyes can be open, so they can see to see. And, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
Noise of my day, depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud, so Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. In my day, my family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Victory, walk right in, come with you, I will
I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Through
the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and Restoration Destiny Center. One church and two states. We bless and those that are joining us from all around the world, and we give God praise, glory, and honor for you, you, and you. I want to take this time to thank our intercessors and prayer warriors and the great kingdom, men and women of God, leaders that comes and bless us with the word of God, rather through word of encouragement, prayer, exhorting, teaching, prophesying, and prayer. I just welcome all of you on today, and thank you for joining us on this day. We honor the Lord for all that he's doing and has done for us. Today is going to be a little different. God is always up to something great for us as we continue to receive and embellish the great things that are going on in the land, and we honor the Lord for allowing us this wind to blow on our behalf. As we prepare to exit out of this month into the new month, we want to really be focused on the important things of the kingdom of God. Pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the word of God. We thank you for your vessels. We thank you for the men and women of God around the world, those that are listening in far and near. Lord, you cover them. You strengthen them. You give them the greatest wake-up call they can ever experience, God, an introduction to you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now for this day. Your word said, God, a 3-4 cord is not easily broken. You also said in your word where two of us touch and agree on earth to ask in anything in your name, it shall be done. And, Father, we thank you for the manifestation of your word, and we thank you for the manifestation of your purpose and your plan for our life. In Jesus' name, thank God, hallelujah. Amen to the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Well, we bless God on today, and thank you once again for those of you joining us. And today, we're going to have one of our leaders. We're going to be tag teaming today on the word of God and blessing the people of God. We have Prophetess Tina Rice and myself today. We will be sharing the word of God and thanking God for what the Lord is doing. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. We're going to be releasing what God has given us for this powerful season that we're in. And how many know this is one of those seasons where the people of God have to keep their mind focused on God, focused on the Lord in all areas. Keep our mind focused on God in our going in and our coming out. We have to keep our mind in tune to his will, to his words, to his ways, to the things. And it is imperative that we walk in the things of the world, word of God, walk up circumspectly in his will and concerning his will on today. So we bless the Lord for you all and thank you, God, for it. We're going to go into the word of the Lord God on today from the book of Romans chapter 12, verses 1. We're going to go from that to Ephesians, into Isaiah 26 and 3. And share from that there, and certainly we won't tarry long today because we have a other service but I believe that there's something God is saying through the word of God on today. And I believe God has given us a mandate in this season to release the word of God and keep the people focused on the mind of God and the will of God on today. Come on in, Prophetess Rice. We bless the Lord for you on today as well.
Phenomenal morning, everyone, to the people of God, Pastor, to our very own administrator, Dr. Ministry, I call Auntie Aretha Bryant, to the prayer warriors that on. We have a powerful word coming from the Lord about the mindset and how God wants us to operate in this season. Also, even what I began to start reading in Romans 12:1, some things popped up on me. I don't know, you want me to start flowing, sir, or how you want this to go?
No, come on in. We're gonna dig in. Let's go into that word there, and then go ahead.
Okay, the Lord reads Romans 12:1-3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice.
Living sacrifice.
That's powerful right there, because even I couldn't even get into the other, because God spoke to me. He said, stop coming to me with the dead mindset, and I'm giving you a living mindset. We come to God with so much of the heavy burden of the dead things. Those dead things are you complaining. Those dead things are your negative mindset. Those dead things is other than what God has called us to be. He said that we were created in the image of him and in the likeness. His likeness is living. Everything he spoke out of his mouth began to live. Everything he spoke out of his mouth began to do exactly what it was created to do. But we as a people, we get caught up in the world and what the world says our mind should be and not what God called our mind to be. He called it to be living. We should be living and thriving in the things of God. He said, greater is he is in us than he is of the world. So if he is in us and he is living in us, why are we not thinking on the living things? And I'm not talking about cars. I'm not talking about big homes. I'm talking about your peace of mind. Why are you allowing what other people say control the living things of your mind? We have to go back into exactly where God has created us in the beginning. We got to get back whole. We have allowed traumas of past, traumas of choices, traumas of decisions. We created the dead things in our life. God didn't create us dead, Pastor. God created us to live and thrive. He gave us dominion and power for everything. But we want to tap into the small things. God wants us to give the greatness of him, because he gave us greatness. When he allowed Jesus Christ to come down, he didn't send a dead Christ. Hallelujah. He sent a living Christ to be an example on how we are to live. Jesus dwelled among the land. He didn't worry about where he was living, how he was going to eat, who was going to come in contact with. He just came and thrived in the world, in the land. And God wants us to have a mindset of a living sacrifice. We got to come to God with praises and joys and thanking him for everything he has done. We want things, but we don't want to sacrifice ourselves for the things that is necessary for us to do what we need to do. I'm trying to slow down, sir, but the Lord is giving it to me, and I'm trying to flow with you. So, but you can come in and go.
You're right in that vein. You're right in that vein about that understanding what Paul was writing to the people, to let them know that we have to be that living organism for the kingdom of God. That's in the righteousness of God. That's living upright for God. That's living holy for God. That's doing his will and being in place. Because he said, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, that we present our bodies in living sacrifice, holy, and then acceptable unto him. We want everybody else to accept us, but God wants us to accept him. which is what our, you know, most servant, he'll meet you right where your obedience is at. He'll meet you right there. He'll build you right there. He'll provide for you right there. He will give you what you need in that place, holy and acceptable to us, which is your reasonable servant. Now he brings you into a transformation. Be not conformed to this mm-hmm. world. Stop being a copycatter of the world, but be a transformer. Yeah. You're the creative organism of the kingdom of God. We're supposed to be the lender, not the borrower. We're supposed to be the owner, not the renter. God gave us everything through his will and through his mind. When he's done that, he gave us all of the authority on earth and all of the authority in the heavenly to rule and have dominion over. But because many people aren't willing to be in that place of God, to have the mind of God, the will of God, the thought of God, and the purpose of God, we miss the mark. We miss the mark. But when you are a transformer, you're now a creator kingdom of God. You're breaking records that were not broken. You're doing things in the earth realm that has not been done. Or you're reestablishing what wasn't done, and you're establishing what should be done as a believer in the kingdom of God. That's why many people have to renew their mind. Your mind has to be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to daily renew your mind in the things of God, your relationship in the things of God. You can't continually go on this roller coaster ride or around and around again. God wants his people to be renewed. He wants you to transform yourself into the creativity of his holiness and his righteousness so that we can be an example to the world and not the world being the example to us. Come on in.
Yes, yes. In that renewing of the mind, when we say in renewing of the mind, it has to be brand new. It can't be what it was in the past. Many times we drift back into the past things of what it used to be because we thought it was at a happy place. And that really wasn't a happy place, because if you think back where you was in that place, it was dealing with a lot of self-doubt, self-contamination. You weren't even in the becoming stage, because a lot of times we haven't even accepted God in his fullness, because we really don't know who God is in his fullness, because we're steadily becoming renewed, becoming a new person in him. We have to not just, like you were saying about the copycatting, we want so much of what the world has that we haven't even really realized what's in the kingdom. What's in the kingdom is greater than what's in the world. What's in the kingdom, we got mansions that's set aside for us all, but we want to go back and live in projects because it's comfortable. We want to live because it's not going to require much. We don't want to go in a mansion, because in a mansion, you really have to do what you really don't want to do. You have to be kind to people that ain't kind to you. You got to love people who ain't loving to you. You have to help a person that don't want to help you. You got to support a person that don't want to support you. You got to go and bless the enemy that tried to destroy not just you, but your children and your business and your family. You have to do these things in the kingdom because the mansion is great. See, we want the seat in the mansion, but we don't want the responsibility with the seat in the mansion, which require us to have a renewed mind, which require us to do everything new. Our body that is created like God. Do you really think God really wanted to give up his son? Who want to give up their child to help a people that's still going to come back and turn their back on them when things don't go their way? Come on now. We have to have a renewed mindset and really do the things that God has called us to do. We constantly say, for God I live, for God I die. okay, when it comes time to do exactly what God wants us to do, we don't want to live, we're about to die because we don't want to do it. Now you done brought that dead mindset that you profess that for God I live, for God I die. Well, the test is here. It's testing season. We're past the pop quizzes. People are taking tests and exams with the renewing of their mind. What's in your mind is going to show when it comes time to take that test. When it comes time where what you used to be, God is challenged, have you really given that up? That's what God is saying.
Yeah.
Have you really given up those old ways with this renewed mind? Or are you going to go back and do what you used to do to get what you want? We got to trust God in this season with our renewed mind. We got to trust him with everything in us because he's measuring our faith. Your faith is being measured in this season. Do you trust me? Or is it all just talk? I hear you talking, but what is your feet saying? Because you're saying your mind is renewed. For God I live, for God I die. You saying you're renewed. I only want to do what you say, Lord. You saying your mind is renewed. I trust you with everything that I got, God. You saying you renewed. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But soon as something don't look like what you want it to look like, you start murmuring, complaining like the children did when Moses went in the mountain. He going to go talk to God on your behalf, and you down here complaining about what you dealing with. God has a plan for us. Your faith is being measured in this season. What you want and desire has to equal up to God. It can't be what you want and expect God to bless it. God ain't going to bless mess, and he ain't going to bless chaos, and he definitely ain't going to bless perverted-minded people. You can't manipulate God. This is not the seed. And you can't manipulate people either to do what you want, to get what you want. Come on in, sir.
That's good. Amen. And the transformation means that's a transformation of the mind. The mind is the faculty of the body. And many people want to transform clothes, transform cars, transform homes. But it's in the mind. This thing is in the mind. That's why Isaiah 26:3, he said, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on God. We have to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. All of these other things are just distractions. All of these other things gets in the way of what God wants us to do. We get to one place in God and we think that's enough. No, this is a time where our mind has to be constantly renewed. Constantly renewed in the things of the Lord, constantly in his word, constantly staying in his word, constantly focused on his word, constantly have our life in prayer and connected to the things of God, connect to believers who are in the word, who live in this word. Our mind has to be renewed so that we can be in his will and we can do the things that is required for us to serve and live this thing truthfully. This is the time where we have to walk. We have to be that example. And we're being tested in this season with our patience. But when your mind is on the Lord, he will have you to make the right decision. When your mind is on the Lord, there's nothing that can change a man or woman whose mind is made up. It's having a made up mind. And when you have a made-up mind, you have a made-up way. And when you have that mind made up, people will respect, people will hear, and people will follow. But you must have a mind that's made up and renewed in the word of God. That's why the mind is the faculty of the body. Whatever you put in your mind, your body will respond to it. You keep your mind on God. Keep your thoughts on God. Keep your heart on God. And God. devil is doing, anything that is going on, he will not draw you out of his will to do anything else. Hallelujah. Stay in that place of God. Stay in that mindset of God. Stay in that word of God. Let his will be done. Let this mind be in you. Was what in Christ Jesus. We have to keep our minds on the Lord, and that's what's going to preserve us. That's what's going to protect us. That's going to be our strength. We as believers have to keep our mind on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when we do that, prophetess, everything will come into alignment.
Yes.
Everything will come into his perfect will for our life, and we won't get caught up in things that are not of the will, the word, and the lifestyle of God. Many people that get caught up in so many things because the enemy have messed with their mind. Stay in that place. Stay in that place of God. Stay in that place with God. Don't let the enemy fool you. Stay on the road. Keep your mind and your thoughts in the things of the Lord, and watch how everything will come into alignment, especially having a mind, a peace of mind. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is what stayed on him. Keep your mind on him and watch the things that the Lord would do for you today. Keep your mind on him. Focus on him. Stay in that place of prayer. Don't deviate from it. And watch what God would do with you and for you. Amen. Come on in, woman.
Amen. 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 And since you on that, the Lord gave me 7 points on the mindset, on that kingdom mindset. And the first one is a peaceful mindset. And you just laid it down about having that peaceful mindset. You got to have the peace of God in you. You can't allow people, the enemy, but even more so yourself, to take you from a peaceful mindset. We're so focus on what we don't have that we're not focused on what we have. We have eternity. God has given us eternity, but because we operate so worldly that we forget the spiritual being that's in us that has set us up for eternity. And when we start seeing eternal vision, we won't get taken out of our peaceful place. God dwells within us. If he's in you, he's giving you the peace that surpasses all understanding. You may not understand it now, but you got the peace to know who's taking you through. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, I don't know who this for, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, there is a peace in it all. You're going through it in green pastures. You're not going through it with thorns. You're not going through it with knives. You're going through this place peacefully because God wants to use you as a testimony for the people to show the people what faith looks like. See, we don't want to look like faith. We want to talk about faith, but we don't want to walk through faith. We don't want to look like faith. We just want to say, I got faith and favor. Faith and favor comes with something. You got to walk it out, and people have the moment of faith. You can't hold it back. That's what peace is, your faith, walking through it peacefully. And then you have to have a teachable mindset. You have to be open to the things of God that he's going to teach you naturally and spiritually. We all know we all have a relationship with God, each and every one of us individually have a relationship with God. We can't be so ignorant that God would not send a person to come and help us along our journey. He said, lean not to thy own understanding. You got to realize when you're in yourself,
because you want what you want, you could trick your mind into believing things. And when God sends a person to you, like our pastor or Minister Brian or another leader that will come in to help you navigate what the thought process are, this person isn't coming to control you. Now, not saying there are people that do that, but I'm saying the person that you're calling your pastor, you calling this person your pastor, you should be able to trust him, her, with what God is saying.
That's good.
This person is a gift. He said, I will give you pastors according to my heart. And a lot of people think the pastor is your heart. It's not your heart. It's God's heart. The pastor is a reflection of the heart of God to you to help give you knowledge and wisdom. So what you're studying is, one, you and God. Then God will say, will send, all in clear blue, will send your pastor to you to help you dissect what you're reading to open you up more, not to take you and control you, but open you up so you won't get stuck in yourself in what you want the word to say. See, we don't want correction with what we read. That's why so many rebellious people running around talking about, I got a relationship with God. We know you do. We know you come from him. So you should have a relationship. But you have not walked long enough in the things of God to know everything. This is a puzzled life we're living. And God is many pieces. Our whole life is puzzled. But you could come on in, Pastor, with teachable.
In a teachable spirit is one that wants to continue to learn through the engrafted word of God to be able to advance the kingdom. When you have a teachable spirit, you have a spirit open to receive what is right. God said in his word, he does what he chases whom he loves. And a teachable spirit knows when God, something is right, and they know when it's wrong. To correct you means God will love you because your mind is open to receive the correction and love. And God loves you when he sends the right people in your life to help you, to navigate you, to build you, to strengthen you. There are so many people, mind is not renewed due to wanting to hold on to what was or what happened or what transpired in their life. A renewed mind, a teachable spirit. To be teachable is to be willing to come out of where you are into where God wants you to be because of your relationship with him, your fellowship with him, your connection with him. A teachable spirit means that I am always open to grow. Growth demands change. And if you want to grow in the kingdom of God, you have to be willing to follow the things of God, the will of God, the ways of God, so that you can come out from the world. The Bible said, come out from among them. Be ye separated. He wants our mind to be renewed. He wants us to come out from among the ways of the world so that we can be who he called for us to be in this time and season. There's so many people that are losing their way because they're constantly in the way of God, doing what he wants you, doing what he wants to do for your life. We have to get out of the way of the Lord so we don't make the same choices and decisions and going back to the same old ways that we were in previous years, previous seasons. God allowed this pandemic to happen to put us in a place where we had to have a personal relationship with God and we can be connected to God. So when we come out of this thing, we don't have no reason to blame anybody for where we at. Because he allowed us to be in a personal place, a personal space with him, so that we can stand on his word and serve and do his will. Because God is calling us, more of us, into the will and the ways of the Lord so that we can follow his ways and serve him in every capacity and our shaka for our life. So we can do the work of the ministry. We can do his will because you have to be teachable. There's a lot of people ain't teachable because they're not willing to be open to receive from the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on in, woman of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And coming point right behind three. That, point number three is a giving mindset. You have to be willing not just to give of yourself, but you got to be having the mindset to be giving in your time and in your treasures. You cannot withhold things from God. You can't withhold things from God that he wants you to give of yourself. Many times we're holding back because we're scared, and scared should not even be there when we're trusting God in a giving mindset. If he, and this is the thing with having a giving mindset, God gave it to you in the first place, so you're not giving of yourself, you're giving of God. He said, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap, giving us the opportunity ever since the pandemic to show the world who he really is. He's given us the opportunity to go ye therefore in the land. He's given us the opportunity to love one another. He's given us the opportunity to build the kingdom of God. But we so busy trying to hold on to the tangible that we can't even thrust ourselves into the spiritual. Everything you want is a
that's
give
good.
And take, but we want to take from God but don't want to give anything. We want new homes, but the home that's within won't get new because we won't renew our mind. We want to go new homes with a raggedy mindset. We want to go into new opportunities with a raggedy mindset. We want people to give of themselves, but we ain't giving of ourselves.
Of ourselves. That's
we have to be giving. A closed hand can't receive. Unball your fist. Quit fighting against God. It's time to stop shadow boxing against giving. As soon as somebody mentioned money, everybody's fist gets tight. But let a bill be due. You're going to open your hands up to God and beg. You ain't got to beg God if you already laid seed. You ain't got to beg God
that's
if your hands
right
is
there.
Already open. You ain't got to beg God if you're walking in the evidence of who he is. He already gave. We can't give no greater than God. Everything we do, it's like we penny pinching to God. God had already gave and laid it out for us. But we keep penny pinching. Pinching here, pinching there. But we expecting big blessings with nickel and dime offering. I'm going to go for it, Pastor, because right here. Hallelujah.
Giving. As believers, we have an obligation to give. And the reason is he gave us first his greatest gift. He gave us first the greatest gift that will deliver us from the greatest pain, the greatest sin, the greatest messed up, the greatest track record. He gave us first. And when we understand he was the first fruit of his giving, then we understand how to give of our substance, of our work, of our life, of our commitment, and the dedication. And most people come to God, give me, God, give me, not thanking God for what he gave us so that he can show us how I can give you more. But as the woman of God said, if your hand is closed to God, it's going to be closed to everything else in the kingdom of God. That's a seed you plant.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience by the doing the things of the kingdom of God. And one of the things about being a giver is still part of worship. Giver is still part of the connection of worship, because I'm trusting the Lord in everything that I'm doing. I'm trusting the Lord in my life with him, in my service to him. And we as believers must understand the power of a giver, the power of the giving, the power of the giving of ourselves to the kingdom, giving ourselves in the world. I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I wasn't able to stay, to serve, to open up the door, to serve my leader, to serve my parents, to serve the kingdom of God. You can't do what we do in the kingdom of God without being a server of the kingdom of God. And as a server of the kingdom of God, you will see the benefit of your giving and your substance and your commitment to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Point number four, a humble mindset. The humble mindset. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
Mm-hmm.
Your humility, your humble mindset, you can't think you know more than God. You have to, and it goes back to having that teachable mindset. You got to be able to be humble enough to sit still and allow someone to help you become. You can't think you greater than the next. Just because you may have greater education, you may have a great bank account, you may have been there and done that before. When God takes you to new dimensions and new realms and new levels in life, that's a new place you ain't never been in. And what you used to do may not work in where you're going to. That was the stepping stone to get you where you at. And when you get there, you can't think you better than nobody. You're not better than nobody. You may be above the situation. You may be above the person, but you're not better than.
Yeah.
You have to stay in a humble place and allow God to present you. You don't walk in the room and say, hey, y'all, I'm here. No, God eases you in and let the people turn around and see that you're there. You ain't got to say a word. You ain't got to say nothing. Your gifts will make room for you, that your gifts will speak louder than your mouth will. But too many times we come in the kingdom wanting to be heard, want to say something. Shut your mouth and be quiet, especially when you're in a room with those seasoned in ministry, seasoned in the word. When God allows you to come and sit at the table with the excellent, with those that he's chosen, those theologians that he has labored with, when he allows you to come and sit at the table, you need to shut your mouth and open your book and open your mind and start recording the nuggets of God. You can't be sitting at the table thinking you can go back and converse with them. You don't have enough in you yet to sit table to be quiet. Learn something. Stop coming in with your opinion. Your opinion is not necessary at the table. You got to know why you're at the table. One thing I learned, Pastor, when God brings me into settings, I always ask God, Lord, you brought me to the table. I don't understand why you got me at this table. But as I begin to realize in my walk, he had me there because there's a preparation that's taking place within me that he wants to open up so that I can help those that's coming behind me. We are examples of humility when we're in front of people. People are watching you when you're sitting and be in front of people who God has allowed you to sit at, because they need to learn how to sit at the table. I remember sharing about etiquette at the table. There's etiquette at the table when God brings you to the table that he's prepared for you. It's not always food at the table. He's had you at the table with people who will deposit in you. But because we want to look like something to our enemies, we get to speaking out of turn, speaking out of place, and we sound so ignorant and childish that we ruin the opportunity to be invited back to the table. Go ahead, Pastor.
Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you. Humility is very critical for anybody in the kingdom of God, because your humbleness show that you're willing to serve and you're willing to you're willing to be an example. Paul in Psalms, or I'm talking about stretching John 3:30, God said, decrease me that you may increase the more. When you walk in a spirit of humility, that's a spirit of humbleness. You're humbling yourself before the mighty hand of the Lord, that he will exalt you. Arrogance will not get you nowhere. Your humbleness and confidence in God will get you everywhere, because you're willing to submit yourself. You're willing to come under authority. You can be in authority, but under authority. That means you still are an authority figure, but you're willing to listen to others who are in authority as well. Because we're constantly learning. We're constantly growing. So we must walk in humility towards all people. My leader, before he passed, he was a very humble man. Very humble. Treated people right. Even when people didn't treat him right, he walked in a spirit of humility. That was his life of humility. That was the person of him, of humility. And that's who he was. And that's the life that he lived. And that's the example of the life. He was willing to serve, and he was willing to give, and he always walked in humility. Humility is the presence of the love of God on our life, to be humble in the presence of people, humble in the presence of those who don't like you. You don't have to prove anything to anybody when you walk in humility in the kingdom of God. That's being able to walk in the mindset of God, in the humbleness of God, through the thought of God and the will of God. Amen.
Amen. And right behind that, we're going to deal with number five, submissive mindset. Submit to God and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to you. This is something people don't want to do no more. They don't want to have a submissive mindset, because everybody knows everything. Everybody is hearing from God. Everybody is talking to God. Everybody is saying they doing what God says, but the actions don't look submissive. Because if God brings us together as one, we should be submitting one to another. But we don't want to submit one to another. We want people to submit to us, but there's no submission to God. We want people to do what I say do, but we don't want to do what God tells us to do. We want a relationship, but we don't want to submit to a relationship. We want to be married, but we don't want to submit to our husband. See, they don't want this conversation. We don't want to submit, but we want to be free to do whatever we want. Just go through life with a fairy tale mind. Oh, beautiful. Oh, I want this. Oh, I'm going to do this. But there is submission that requires. You can't do whatever you want to do and expect God to bless it if it's out of his will. It is his will that we are submitting unto. But many times we submit to the desires of what we want.
That's it.
See, we talk about in anything that we pray for, God will grant. But he got to be according to his will.
That's it.
Hearts are deceiving us daily. So we're going to submit to our heart and not submit to the will of God?
Right.
That makes no sense. Everything, and it goes back, well, is your heart connected to the mind of God?
That's the question.
And that's an ongoing thing I do, because I want to be with God. I want to have the mind of God. I want to have the spirit of God. I want to submit to God. Do we like everything God presents to us? No. Because remember, we want a mindset of our own. But
right.
If we do exactly what God calls us, if we would submit everything to God, lay it before him, submit, where would your life be today if you totally submitted everything to God? The choices that we make were not always the choices from submission. Because we ain't patient to wait on God. Submission requires patience. Submission requires obedience. Submission requires quietness, meditation, slow movement. Submission requires us to ask questions and do it in the understanding of what God says will be. Submit thyself to him and watch what God will do. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes. And that's why leadership is so important. And leading people, most people don't want to be led. They want to be. A leader knows how to humble himself, and he know how to lead the people. And the people know how to follow the leadership, because his navigation system is God, who speaks to us, who releases to us what we need for the people. Good leaders know how to submit to leadership as well. Good leaders who become good leaders were under good leaders and was able to submit to those good leaders so that God can bless them to be a leader, to lead, not only leading in the public, but leading in private, leading the family, letting the family, don't lead the family out there, but willing to lead the family. A good leader don't have to be in a church, or a person that's humble don't to lead or to submit or to come under the authority of another leader don't have to be in a church building. It's your willing to hear what truth is and follow the truth of the word of God and humble yourself under the true word of God and watch how God will begin to give you what you need under the leading of the word of God, under the spirit of the word of God for your life to be who he wants you to be. That humility submitting yourself one to another in the Word of God. We can tag team today because as a leader, I know how to submit to another leader, even though I am the leader, so that we can teach the people how to follow instruction, how to walk in humility, how to have the mind of God, how to have the will of God, how to have the purpose of God in all done in love. That's what humility is all about. That's what being a leader is all about.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And even in that, while we in that, even though you with you being the leader and I'm a leader, the position of you being a man and I'm a woman, I'm not trying to come in and be overbearing as a leader, as a woman. And as many are trying to come in manipulating as a woman. And we have to know as women, as leaders, when God calls us to leadership, we still have to submit to the covering. See, God is not going to be out of order no matter what when it comes to the kingdom of God. He will use a woman in leadership to lead, but when that male figure comes in as the leader, we have to get back into alignment so that the covering is in its rightful place. As the man is covering the woman, God is covering the man. And when we get back into that alignment of that order, watch how God will bless the houses of God, how he will bless the churches of God. It's many women who are in these pastoral positions and to each his own. You believe what you want to believe. I believe what I believe in, but I like order. I thrive in order. I thrive in that. And when God will, if God brings a man back into the church, because mind you, we praying, women saying, we want our men back in position. We want our men back in leadership. Okay, there are a lot of churches where men are not in position, but when God raises up a man in that church and wants him to come and be the head of it, are you able to get back in alignment and have the spirit of Deborah to be up under him to support him as he goes out? Or are you still going to want to fight that battle of, I'm the pastor, God put me here first, you shouldn't be here? Can we just line that up? Because we want our men in position. I don't want to be out of order, Pastor. I need a man in position to protect me, to cover me, and to help lead me through this journey of life. I need that man to get up under the car and fix the tire. I may know how to do it, but that don't mean I want to slide my skirt up under to fix a flat tire. God didn't call me to do that. We have to know that we have to be wise enough and humble enough as women to allow men. Now, we can lead and direct. We can't be controlling. We can't be manipulated. And a lot of women like to use Deborah. Deborah led the battle. She helped Barack lead. No, she didn't. She empowered him. She gave him sound advice so that he could make the right decision for the victory of the battle. And we have to get back into supporting our men in the victory of going to conquer land, going to conquer regions, going to take back the very thing the enemy has stole from us so we can have a victory in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Holler at your girl. I feel it now because, women, it is time for us to open our mouth and speak positivity. We have to speak positive words. Whatever you say out of your mouth is going to appear. If you say he's no good, we're going to keep seeing no good men. But if we open our mouths and speak that he has power and dominion, God breathed life into him, and in him is life. If we start speaking that he is great, we will start seeing great men, and we ain't got to worry about a pissy pool. We'll have the man that's coming from the field with vision, with power, with understanding, that he can take not just us, but the children of God greater into the kingdom of God, and we can dwell in milk and honey. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Pastor. This is, and it requires us to have discipline. That's the next one that's coming up. When we have discipline in the kingdom, we won't be looking like obese children of God. Discipline requires us to eat a healthy word of God, not just eating food, not just doing what we want. Discipline. When we read the word, be disciplined enough to be still and hear God and meditate over God's word. Not see it in the natural, but see it in the spirit. You got to remove yourself when you're disciplined in the things of God. It can't be fleshly discipline. It got to be godly discipline. You got to have the discipline of God. He will teach you in the areas of your life what's out of order. He's going to train you by enemy to discipline you in the things of God.
That's good.
The lifestyle of a kingdom leader, a kingdom woman of God, a kingdom man of God must have discipline. You can't be out here doing whatever you want to do. It's the military. It's training. It's a song, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Well, it's discipline. Military thrives off of discipline. When you first join the military, they strip you of all that old. See, we don't want to be stripped of it, so we want to use that scripture, come as you are. That's so loosely. Jesus, God said, come as you are. Oh, come as you are, but don't come ignorantly. You know right from wrong. You know how to come into the house of God. You know you ain't supposed to be coming in looking like you coming off the street. Because when you go for a job interview, you know how to put on a suit. You know how to put on the appropriate attire. You know how to have the right conversations. But because it's the church, you think we supposed to just accept everything and not say anything? You're being interviewed then. You're being interviewed in the kingdom of God with your gift. God has a gift for you, and there's an interview taking place when you come into the house. And you're going to be stripped of that old mindset, those old ways. He is the potter. You are the clay, and he's molding you into the new. But you don't want to be molded. You want to come in as a lump of clay, and everybody just accept you. This is me. This is who I am. No, that is not you. You've been distorted. You've been twisted. So you got to come in with discipline. You got to have etiquette. You got to understand etiquette. You got to understand protocol. You got to understand loyalty. You got to understand how to honor your leader. You got to understand respect. That's all discipline. Come on, Pastor.
And one of the greatest things of discipline in the fruit of the Spirit is being able to have self-control. You have to be able to have self-control. We have so many people out of order in the kingdom and in our life. They're out of order in their singleness. They're out of order in marriages. They out of order going in. They out of order going out. Why? Because they're not disciplined. They don't have self-control. We were in the conference this Friday, and we had four or five different denominations at the conference. And one of the things the woman of God said, when you flow in the gifts, everything should be done in order. And I'm telling you, when she began to go into tongues, God started just giving me the gift of interpretation. And it was done in order. Everything was done in the order for which God had to do it. we were able to minister to the people in order. We were able to lay hands on people in order. It was done in the proper order to be able to discipline yourself, but to have self-control. We have to be able to have self-control. There's so many people that are out of order, out of control, because they don't discipline themselves. They haven't learned to discipline themselves. To discipline yourself means to submit yourself under the presence of God, that he will train your mind, your thoughts, and your will how to be in order and how to have self-control. People don't have self-control. They're out of order. They're just totally out of order. That's powerful. That's powerful. Those deep voices are very powerful.
And they want to live. And they want to live out of order, but want God to bless it. God ain't gonna bless nothing out of order. He's not. He can't. No. He can't sow a seed in dirty ground. He's not gonna do it. The ground has to be fertile. It has to. It has to have the right soil combination. God is not going to give you your heart's desire in dirt. Not happening. Not going to happen at all. And the last one is number 7, a loving mindset.
Man.
Do everything in love. Love covers a multitude of things. Love is the greatest gift God has ever bestowed upon us. Is his love. Even when we're not loving to him, he's still loving to us. Even when we're not loving to one another, he's still loving to us. Not saying God don't like it. Not saying God ain't hurt by how we're not loving one another. But no matter what, he still loves us, because in it all, every sin that's committed, death is the penalty. But because of his love, and because Christ is loving and Christ is interceding on our behalf, God still shows us love with grace and mercy. But we don't want to give grace and mercy to one another. We want to call out the things on our brothers and sisters. We don't want to cover them in love. We see our brother and sister doing something that we know is wrong. Instead of going to them in love, protecting them, talking to them, what we do, we're going to go to social media, blast them out, or we're going to start going about it gossiping. We didn't cover in love. What's loving about taking a person's flaw or a person's pain and sharing it with the world? And we ain't gone to the brother and sister to help correct them, to bring them out of a thing. We ain't go to our brothers and sisters and put our arms around them. But we want to go and gossip about them. And then when a person is showing you love, because you don't understand love and never experienced love, you want to doubt and call that person love fake and phony. How can you judge a person's love if you've never had love? And even more so, if you're not loving, how can you doubt a person's love? Love is a mindset that a believer must have. You got to love your enemy when your enemy isn't loving you. You got to love the gossiper, even though the mouth that they saying is killing you. You got to love the hater, even though the hater hates everything you doing, you still got to love them. You got to love people in spite of them. Come on in, sir, with love.
Amen. You know, the word of God talks about it in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He talks about love, but what's critical in verse 10, when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part done away with, because we have to walk in the perfect plan, place, presence, and love of God for our life. We have to do that. because of the love of God that passes all understanding and the Spirit of God that's on our life. We have to have it. We have to have it as believers so that His will can be done for us, in us, and through us because we love Him. He loves us, and He wants us to walk in love, to show that love, the agape love, that presence of His love in everything that we do. A believer have to be the example of total love. No matter what it looks like, we have to totally walk in that humility and in the love and in the peace of God that God has given us for all men. He said, look at the scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he what? He gave the world his what? His only begotten Son, the world, that whosoever believeth in him, the world, should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. That's the power and the strength and the glory of God's love. Amen. So we have to walk in that. We have to show that. And we have to become that. But most people can't, woman of God. Why? Because they don't love themselves.
That's it, sir. That's it.
They don't love themselves. Amen.
That's it. That's it.
That's those seven powerful points today that we want the people to connect to the mind of God so you can walk in what? Those 7 points of seven means completion. So you can move to a new beginning in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Amen. So we bless the Lord today for what He's given us to share with the saints of God on this day, this season, and this hour of our life to be who God called us to be in love. But give those 7 points, and you can just give each of those 7 points again, woman of God, and you know, pray as I'm out.
Yes, sir. Those 7 points again was peaceful mindset, teachable mindset, a love giving mindset, humble mindset, submissive mindset, disciplined mindset, and a loving mindset.
Good. Hallelujah.
7 points to a completed mindset of God.
Yes. 7 points. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for the word today. We thank you for the woman of God as we tag team to release the power and the wisdom and the knowledge of your perfect love being released over the lives of the people, but having the mind, the will, and the thought of you. Father, we thank you today for those whose mind was just renewed through the teaching, whose thoughts were renewed through the teaching, whose understanding was renewed through the teaching. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for these things we ask in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord today for the word, for the power of the word, and the authority of the word that comes through the word of God for our life on today. We bless God for it on today. And thank God for each and every person that was able to come to the understanding of having a mind of God. Amen. All right. If you want this opportunity, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry on today, you can do that by sowing your seed. If you're tithing as a covenant partner, virtue member, connected with us, you can do that today. If you want to make a donation, you can do that as well. You can do it today at blogtalkradio.com. We have a commercial that was shared with you, how to give, the way to give, and we'll come right back. Administrator Rita Bryant, bless you on today. She'll give you the commercial, and then we'll come right back after the commercial.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Dr. Laron Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Laron Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on Laron Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. Laron Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestorethelletteru.org.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. All right, well, we bless the Lord for the people of God on today. Thank God for you, you, and you on this day. And we want to give you opportunity to be able to be a blessing. If you want to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do it via three ways. You can do it via Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM. Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle. Zelle at WeRestoreYou. That's the letter in the alphabet, U, at yahoo.com. Or you can do it at our website at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, dot O-R-G. That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U, dot O-R-G, and be a blessing on today. Now, if you want to melody it, you can do that as well. That's 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. 60426. I tell you, Peter writes what an awesome word today and those powerful points on today. We thank God for the work that God is doing and blessing the people and changing the mindset of God's people and bringing them into the understanding and the knowledge of who he is for their life and for their destiny, for their purpose. All right. Tina, take the final words. Amen. On today. Administrator Bryant, any questions and comments over there? Any?
All lines are clear, man.
All right. Thank you, Administrator Bryant. Appreciate you today. Thank God for you on today as well. And we're thanking God for the word of God on today and the presence of his word. for the lives of his people. Amen. We thank God for it. Come on in, Tina Wright, with the last words.
Last words.
Amen. And you can send us on home from here, unless there's any questions and comments from the people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for, thank you, people of God, for tuning in, and thank you for trusting and believing in me, Pastor.
Yes.
I tell the people to stay ready. You never know when God is going to call your name. And if you follow those points, you will see yourself in places that you would never imagine yourself to be in. So I'm thankful for the opportunity that God placed on your heart to allow me to serve with you today on such an amazing platform. And I'm ready for what God has for the next, and I pray the people are ready because God is really moving at an accelerated rate in this season. And it's time to wake up. You can't be sleepwalking. You got to be all the way woke in this season. You can't get caught off guard. You got to know God is moving us in an accelerated time and can't have no fear. You just got to trust God. So, again, thank you for the opportunity.
Amen.
Let's go higher and let's go conquer. I'm for the conquering. I want everything God has for us and the people of God. So
yeah.
Let's cast our nets and let's go get it.
Amen. 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 All right. We bless the Lord for you, saints of God, and we give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing today. And we thank God for each ministry and those other ministries around the world that's connected with us. Join us today in our sanctuary at 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We will be doing it. We'll do our streaming live as well. At that time, we'll be doing it live and blessing God's people. Then we'll come later on and pick up what we did during the 7:30 Facebook Live and minister later this evening. I'm thanking God for all that the Lord is doing and all that he allowed us to be able to share today. It's nothing like a powerful team to come together and release the oil and the word of God over the lives of his people for the purpose and for their destiny so they can walk in the fullness of God's glory for their life. The word of God said, when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. We can thank God for the righteousness of God for our life, that the people will do what? Rejoice for his righteousness. All right, we love you all. Stay in that powerful place. And the Lord continue to let his will be done for your life, your destiny, and your purpose. All right, have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you today. God bless you all.
From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. The goodness of God. love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you